It's 88.5 KCSN, Sky Daniels, joined here by Blake Mills. Welcome, Blake. It's overdue.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
We were joking around how you came up with the great line that we've been two kids playing on opposite sides of the playground. So many of the acts that you work with and so many acts that we support and have come by. You really are integrated. I think it would be one way of talking about how as a session player, as a producer, as a performer, you really have gotten involved with a lot of artists in Los Angeles. How, on one hand, do you just get that connected as much as you have in the relatively short time you've been performing?
I don't know that there's a method other than, it's my reaction to it, looking back on everything, is just always, in amazement, just that it's, that I've been asked to be a part of so many things, musical endeavors with people that I've grown up idolizing is one of the coolest things I can think of to have happened for anybody. So it's probably a product of luck and work and being in Los Angeles, having grown up here, yeah. And then also that, my tastes in music steer me towards musicians that are also naturally just enthusiastic people, and interested in playing with people they haven't played with before. So it's not a highly competitive world. It's more of a celebratory kind of community of
there
musicians.
There is, and we often cite the Largo community.
Yeah.
And you've played with a great number of the artists at the forefront, John Bryan, Fiona Apple, and the like. As a matter of fact, on Hi Ho, a great many of those performers and more joined you for the record.
Yeah, absolutely. That was an opportunity and a rare opportunity I've come to learn to make a record with musicians in a studio with a budget. And so I kind of took advantage of having that sort of budget to hire my, like I said, my heroes, and they were all gracious enough to lend their ears and voices and talents and stuff to it. And it's really a product of the combination of players.
see if they're strong enough. What if I'm unworthy of the power I hold over you? What if I'm unworthy of the power I hold over you? Over you. What if I'm unworthy of the power I hold?
Take a guitar figure and you will work to find a new way of getting that guitar figure down. Have you always been someone who wants to experiment from day one?
Yeah.
Or was it pretty much in the beginning, I know three chords and,
well, you know what,
I'll hang on to that for a while.
No, I think, two things. In talking about tradition, oftentimes people reference records that only now, 40 years later or something, you know, it feels like it's a rule, you know, that something was established by that record. But the spirit of those recordings most of the time was just as experimental, you know, in its day. So the tradition is, in fact, more, I think, commonly based in rule breaking than rule following, as far as the kind of music that excites me. And you can say that about, the strange bar lengths in Kokomo Arnold's music and the sort of rhythmic sophistication, and all the way through to guys like Elmore James who were electrifying it. And you can apply that to, you know, every idiom, every genre of music, that there's ever been. So the other, I think, characteristic of the rule breaking / you know, traditionalism probably comes from my personality. When I was a little, you know, snot-nosed teenager, I just didn't like authority. I didn't want to follow rules. I didn't want to do homework.
So far that's rock and roll. So do go on.
Yeah, I mean I think that's probably the spirit that a lot of people hang on to apply to some of their early works that makes people go like, oh, I like the early stuff, you know.
If I ever do you wrong, if I ever leave you all alone, forever make you sigh. Oh, if I ever tell you a little white line, baby, I hope a fly, lands on my pie. I hope a bee stings me over my eye. You know I love my pie,
love my pie,
and I love my eye, baby. So you know I'm never do you wrong. If I ever make you blue, if I ever walk away from you, if I ever make you sad, if I say something to make you mad, babe, I hope I slip,
I hope I slip
and break my
hip.
I hope a fever blister comes on my lip. know I love my lip, babe.
Love my hip.
And I love my hip, babe. So you know I'll never do you wrong.
You just did some laudatory work with Alabama Shakes. There was a lot on the line. You know, they had come off of probably the breakthrough record of you know, with their first album. And there's a lot on the line when they go to a sophomore record. What were those conversations like, and how did you guys come together to where, man, everything under the sun's riding on this one, but you're the guy who's going to lead us through the studio?
You know, one of the things that's so beautiful about that band is that there was never a conversation about the fear of, you know, having to live up to or achieve anything that the first record achieved. You know, like that band, that those musicians are so brave to have wanted to challenge their audience, you know, in a way that, like, and I have been around for the conversations that you're talking about, mm-hmm. where people are, you know, actively sort of saying, you know, we want it to be artistic, but not too artistic, you know. We want it to be, I'm ready to make my, you know, my good record now,
but I don't
want to abandon, yeah, right. you know. And it feels like such a fictional conversation to me, such a sort of abstract concept.
Because who can really... You know, there's no one leaving breadcrumbs along the trail.
No, and I really honestly don't think listeners of intelligent music like to be babied in any sort of way, you know? And it's not like their ambitions were to alienate people, you
yeah,
know?
I mean, like, subversive.
No, like, their personality is also highly accessible. Like, the stuff that they just naturally do is fascinating sounding. You know, and the way that Brittany connects and all the air that she can move when she's singing outdoors and connect to 20,000 people. I mean, that's not because some guy's sitting there with a fader and turning her up. You know, she can do that, and not many people can.
Someone plays a solo on a saxophone. You never seen somebody throw their head so slow. Now see you cringe your lips and drop your ear that way. Scratch your dog behind his ears and it might do the same thing. Hey lover, hey lover. Blue and white racing strap pickup truck. When did I decide to grow my beard in gut? I may be white, but I don't like my people that much. But I wanna raise with you and watch our younglings hatch. We can make the first letters of their first names match. Hello. Back into a boring life that I once led. Stuck in widespread echo on a sofa bed. Sometimes I hate myself for trying to be so bold, but nothing else seems to get my story told. My lover, my heaven. But I wanna write with her. I just a song as well. I just copy paste, Google search, and send it to myself. Hey lover, hey lover, hey lover, hey lover.
Thank you for coming by. Well, you promise it won't be 4 more years before we have you come through?
Hey, it's really nice to be asked, and that's pretty much my job description is, you know, waiting around to be asked to come play somewhere.
Well, so we'll come up with a good reason to ask you the next time. And in the meantime, we wish you nothing but the best. The album, Hi Ho, the performance is going to be at the Palace Thursday night, and the artist is Blake Mills on 88.5 KCSN. Thanks for coming out.
Thank you for having us.
You got it.